Mike Malevsky and Lee Hendrickson here. And we have the great pleasure to have the new IT director. Not so new. How new?
Well, about 5 months. Good morning, Mike Lee. Thank you for having me on this morning. Almost 5 months now that I've been at the borough.
Right. Mm-hmm. And had you been at the borough before, or had you come from elsewhere into the borough?
I have not been to the borough. I guess a little bit of history. I've been in Alaska a little over 20 years. Come from Wisconsin originally. Came up to Alaska in the service in 1991. And spent 20 plus years in Fairbanks. So I've been in the Palmer area for almost 2 years now, and working at the borough here for almost 5 months. Came over in September.
Eric Wyatt.
You never
said his name. Welcome, Eric.
Now we have established.
No anonymity here.
No. So Lee and I have been here for a long time, and we have been knowledgeable of the borough's activities, particularly the ongoing evolution and development of the IT department. You have a big task because there are a lot of departments, all kinds of things that you're involved with. But why don't we start? There's kind of a way in which I think that many people see the borough or see it through a portal into IT, and that's the website. And why don't we start there, because the website has recently undergone a significant revision, and I'm guessing it had begun as a revision before you arrived, these things take a long time.
Yes, the initiation of this project started before I got there, and so as I got there, I learned what we were going to try to do and then tried to follow the progress through this.
Right.
I'll give you a little bit of the background of what we're doing here, why it is being done. We had what you might call a typical government website that was information that you might be looking for and reasonably easy to find, but maybe considered to be a dry government website, so not particularly interesting.
Okay.
So the initiation of this was an effort to really highlight life in the valley. And why is this a good place to live, and why is it a good place to do business, and why is it a good place to bring your business to? And, of course, the valley is expanding rapidly, and we want to see new business and new people come to the area and enrich our lives. So the idea of the change of the website was to be more like a magazine that advertises what a great place this is. So the change is significant in the fact that we're going from kind of a dry factual website into a website that advertises what we're all about and what we're doing. It's with pictures and with shorter commentary, highlighting the projects that are being done that expand our infrastructure, and also highlight some of the businesses that are here, highlighting some of the activities that are here, the type of businesses and why we're growing.
One of the things I like about the website, as someone with eyes that are over 50, is the default font is bigger. It is easier for me to read.
Well, it is good, yes, and that was also one of the design factors. Mm-hmm. So not only is it big and bold, one of the other things that we tried to do was our old website was best seen on a PC browser. But so many of us now don't just get on the internet on our PC browsers. We also use iPhones and iPads and all of our mobile devices. So there's been a shift in how websites are designed. And for a long while, it was bad if you had a scrolling website where you had to scroll down. Mm-hmm. But that's come back into popularity now because everybody uses the mobile devices, and it's far easier to scroll than it is to click on things and drill down on pages. So one of the design factors was to add the scrolling capability and refactoring so that it looks better on a mobile device on a smaller screen. So again, with a big font and a smaller screen.
So
I would say the smaller screen works mm-hmm. really well
okay.
on the iPhone 6.
Okay. Okay. And as we've discovered recently, some recent statistics revealed that the larger the phone, the more use of it, essentially for data. And it appears that that many more people, rather than going to a pad of some sort or a computer, are quite able to use the larger screen surface to do just what you've described. Mm-hmm. There's a second part to it that I know that I've had a number of people ask questions about, and that is utilizing that website to obtain information. So, for example, there are people that are interested in going to an assembly meeting, and so what they'd like to be able to do is to review the materials that are out and in the agenda and packet of materials that are there. And so it becomes important for them to be able to get that information by quickly finding it and either reading it or downloading it or one thing or another. Have you addressed any of that in this revamping?
Yes, we have. Again, in the old website, there that information was available, and people got used to where that was and how it was displayed. And so as part of this website design, we are also looking at that and making our effort is to make that easier to look at. I should say that part of the project of getting this out had an aggressive timeline. So mm-hmm. This is happening in parts. And so the initial template and the initial look and feel of the website has been changed, and that's been rolled out. Some of that data that you're talking about remains in its old context.
Notice okay? that, right.
So we're kind of doing this in phases. So with the new design on the home page is bigger and bolder and whatnot, we can still drill down to that information that's in the old format. But now that this initial page is out, we're going to start going back and going through all of that data and bringing that over to the new templates and making it easier to view on the smaller screens, easier to access and whatnot. So even though we've rolled out the initial homepage, we're not done working on the website. We're going to continue to make upgrades that make it easier to use.
Okay. Lee?
There's several ways I look for things. And mm-hmm. one of them, I'm not finding it on your webpage, so maybe I'm putting you on the spot. Is there a little search function that in the webpage to search in the site yet, or are you still working on that?
There is a search function. However, it's not on the main page.
Yeah.
And again, with kind of an aggressive schedule to get this first page out the door, we did go through a quality control process, but it was not as robust as we would have liked to have had. So if you click down one level and get to other screens, you will find a search function. And we did notice that, the search is not on the main page, and that's probably one of the enhancements we'll make with the next iteration.
Okay. Yeah, and mm-hmm. but I will say that when I went to just Google, here's a helpful hint for everybody when you're searching on things. You don't really have to go to the website. You can go to Google and Google Matsu Assembly, and just that will bring you to a link to that page. You actually don't have to go to the site first and look. So and it looks like my first glance is you've done your homework with, it's called search engine optimization, to make sure that if you look for a page by going Matsu My Property, for instance, it will probably come up as like one of the first one or two.
Yes, it will. And that's not just our site, but that's all over the internet. And of course, being in this business over 30 years now, that's true with a lot of places I go. I've used Microsoft heavily over years and years and years. Usually if I want to find something on a Microsoft site, I go to Google first. So.
Right. So, and that's something, I work at the university. I'm an instructional designer. I'm always helping faculty do things with technology and teaching. And it's amazing how many people don't realize how well that actually works.
It does, yeah.
So
I'm looking ahead into the future, and I know for our own site here at the radio station, we use Google Analytics and beginning to ensure that as we look at the statistics, as people hit our site and go from page to page, we can adjust. And if we find that we don't see a path where people are easily getting to a place, we can make some adjustments. I'm guessing that you use some or are going to be continuing to look at the access statistics for your own site in order to determine just how well things are working and so on. Is that an ongoing process?
Yes, it certainly is. We're going to, as a matter of fact, backing up to the initial design of this rollout, of this redesign of the page and this rollout, we looked at the literally thousands of pages that we had available on the website.
Okay.
And we found that 85% were grouped into about 50 pages. And if we looked at 95% of the hits, it was again, a very small, about 100 pages. So we looked at those analytics and we said, okay, for this rollout, we're going to take that large bulk of our traffic. We'll redesign that first, and that's actually what you're seeing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So some of those other things, as you look at them and you see that they're in an older format, that's information that just doesn't get a lot of hits. So we do analyze those hits, and we have targeted the most often browsed information first as part of this initial rollout.
So what are some of those most often browsed pages? Let's see. Okay. I want to see if I fit the profile.
Okay. Well, one of our kind of our biggest utilities on the site and some of our biggest hit pages is the My Property page.
Yep.
And so perhaps
that would be me.
You've used it. And we get to almost 7,000 hits a day on My Property page.
Okay.
And that translates to about 2.5 million in a year just for the My Property. So that's a variety of people. That's individuals probably like the three of us that are looking at our parcels and seeing the information that we have on ourselves.
Being nosy about our neighbors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a lot of businesses in the area that use that very heavy. Realtors would be one that would come to mind immediately. So we have realtors that spend an awful lot of time on My Property. Anybody that's doing projects in the area, any kind of construction projects, of course, you start with the maps, you start with the ownership of the property in question. Mm-hmm. So that's one of our biggest utilities, one of the biggest services that we provide our community is that GIS, the geospatial information.
Right. And I will again say, you can just Google Matt Sue Property, and it will be the top hit. You don't have to go looking around the website if you don't want to. I mean, one, and I'm going to just make one more little comment here, if I may, and that is anytime there's a big change like this, a certain amount of people are just going to be unhappy because there's a change. And so you have to kind of wait till that settles out and they say, and there's a little adoption curve that comes, and they say, oh, it's okay.
Yes.
And then if there's still some concerns or criticisms, those are probably worth addressing.
Absolutely. What we're joking around in the office right now is we've moved a lot of people's cheese. Mm-hmm. And inside the borough, we've got a lot of internal employees that use this heavily, and of course for the public, a lot of external. So a lot of people are looking at it, and it's new and it's different, and things aren't where they used to be.
Sure.
So there are initial complaints, again, internally and externally. The site, I do believe, is better, and many of us do believe it's going to be better and easier to use in the long run. So we made a pretty drastic change pretty quickly, kind of like ripping the Band-Aid off all at once. We are anticipating probably 2 weeks of people really being frustrated with it, and after that, it'll settle down. And we believe that after that, people will find the site to be much easier to use.
So if there is someone out there and listening or using the site and they want to give you feedback that would be encouraging and helping you to improve, how would they best do that?
Well, there's on the initial page there, at the bottom of the menu on the left-hand side, there's a link called About. And on that page, there is a Contacts link. And there is a contact information there. We are also linked on the on Facebook, and we have already started to get quite a bit of feedback from our Facebook page.
Okay.
On the contacts, there's a phone number there, and you can call our public affairs, and that information comes in. And just to let folks know, if they're having problems finding things or how to use the page, when they call in, they'll get routed to our service desk within IT. If they're calling to make a comment and suggestions for improvements, et cetera, then our public affairs will be taking that information.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we jumped. Lee, do you have a?
Well, I'm curious about what's the second most used page after my property. I just want to see if I can go like 2 for 2 or 3 for 3.
Okay. Well,
Or in that range. You don't have to be exact.
In the range. I don't think I can tell you the exact second most used page. But one thing that you mentioned earlier here today, of course, things that are important on the page to the general public are the assembly meetings, mm-hmm. new legislation and
yes,
assembly meetings.
Yes.
So there you are. Yeah.
Yeah, I score again.
Yeah. And, of course, you were looking at it here just a moment ago, the assembly's agenda or the, not the agenda, but the schedule. And you see the format that that's in as far as a calendar is concerned. So that is one where we didn't change the content yet. We still have the calendar in the format that it was in the past. And that's a candidate for being changed into more of a calendar format. That may happen or may not, but you can see there the link. If you're signed up and have an account with Google, you can click on that and actually gives you the calendar in a calendar format.
Right. So. I actually like the agenda format because mm-hmm. I can at a glance, because we stream the assembly meetings, I regularly, once a month or so, go check and make sure there isn't some change that has happened. Mm-hmm. So scrolling an agenda is really quick for me. I can see several months at a time if need be.
And that's another interesting design point. Not everybody looks at data or likes data or information in the same format. Not everybody looks.
Really?
Yeah, go figure, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody looks for it in the same way. One of the major design changes that instead of borough departments, we put things more in categories that people would think about. You might be looking for a project. Do you know to go to the borough capital projects department and look for it? Well, it might not even be capital projects. Project that you're looking for. It might be public works or something else.
Sure.
So one of the design criteria here was to create categories where people would be more comfortable looking for things. So not so borough department-ish, but more community-ish where people would look at it. And even with that, people won't look at things all in the same way. So we want multiple ways to get to things. So if your mind works in a particular way, you should be able to find the information you are looking for in the way you think about it.
Okay.
And so that's one of the
things. So we should send people with really quirky minds your way and see if they can find what they want?
You know, somehow they find us anyway. So you can send them more or they'll just find us. Yeah.
so like my mind. So a third, I'll just ask you for one more high-ranking page, and then I'll let go of this topic. I want to see if I can be 3 for 3.
Oh.
I feel like this is like a radio game, you know?
Sure,
yeah,
go
score.
For it. Go for it.
Okay. A third high-hit page.
Oh, boy. I didn't come prepared with all of our top-ranking pages.
Okay.
We kind of hit the two largest ones. Right now, we're getting an awful lot of hits on our assembly pages because we have a new assembly member.
Right. Right.
So because that's a hot topic in the news right now, that's a mm-hmm. high hit page.
Okay.
And that will probably taper off for a while, and then around election time, next time we'll see that spike up again.
Okay, great. Thanks. Mm-hmm. So I won't push you on that.
Did we get you on that one? Do you look at the assembly members?
Well, I do, but I sort of counted that with the assembly calendar because it's all on the same page.
So how about for yours? What is your number three?
My number three right now is animal control.
Okay.
Because we are looking for a second dog, and so I go to that page regularly. Actually, I go right to Pet Harbor because mm-hmm. Maybe just the Safari browser or the fact that Pet Harbor is really slow to load from the Matsu page, but... Mm-hmm.
And that is a high-hit area, obviously, because there are a lot of people that are either looking for pets or have some animal control issue in their area.
So can I be 3 for 3 then? Did I win?
You bet.
Okay. Yay!
Well, now that we have started out with the current issue of the web development, mm-hmm. I'm curious.
I just want to say one more thing.
Go for it.
Thank you for all this work to try to making this work better for people and being responsive and helping it serve the community better.
Absolutely. We're very proud to do it. We're happy that we have the opportunity to help the community and providing a good service like this. I would like to say one other thing about the webpage in case we want to move on to other topics, that part of what we're looking at was an effort that was all done in-house. There was a decision made prior to starting this project. Should we contract this work out, or should we do it in-house? A very industry standard, typical time frame for doing something like this is about 18 months. So were we to contract it out, that would have been a typical time frame in order to accomplish something like this. And the dollar amounts would be $150,000, $200,000 range. By doing this in-house with our webmaster, and I'll give a shout-out to Jack Horner. He's our webmaster and has done a wonderful job. And with the rest of the team in the IT group that helped him do this, we were able to do this in just over 4 months and at the cost of our borough employees, just the regular right. salary that we're paying our borough employees. So we got this done faster and far less expensive than had we contracted it out. And as part of that, of course, we didn't do all of the changes yet, but they will be continue to be rolled out. So right. we did try to save the borough and the community money by getting a better website and doing so quickly and cost effectively.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for the rest of the story, the rest of the story being you have the website in process. Mm-hmm. There are many other things, and listeners may be not quite aware of the complexity of the IT involvement throughout the borough. So maybe now that this is sort of in a place where it's in continuing development, what are the next projects or areas that you would see change in the whole impact of IT in the borough?
Well, there's a number of projects that were on the books when I arrived, and we're kind of going through those and looking at the most important ones and trying to continue to push them forward. One of the projects that has been on the books for some time and we're continuing to work on is the use of e-commerce or the use of what we call Project Plastic, the use of credit cards. So for a long time, a lot of the services that the borough provided, we had to use checks or cash, taxes being an example of that. And so some time ago, you were able to pay your taxes online. So there's an e-commerce site for that now, as opposed to having to drive into the borough and go to the front counter to pay your taxes or to put a check in the mail or something of that nature. And then there's other initiatives with that. One of the comments that was made in the past is, I can buy a cup of coffee with a credit card. How come I can't drop off my trash at Solid Waste with a credit card? So that's something that has been done as well. We're not quite done with that. There's other areas that we want to do. There's permitting and business licenses, wood permits, reservations at the local parks and pavilions. So there's a lot of other services that we provide that you can't do online currently. And so one of the things that I'm looking at, one of my top priorities, is to not only continue that effort, but look at it in an enterprise view, meaning some of these things have been done piecemeal in the past. So what I'm trying to do is build a framework so that anytime anybody has something at the borough that they need to take payment for, it'll simply fit into this framework. We don't have to have a full-blown project. We just add one more thing to an existing framework. So that's one of the things that we're trying to do. What is the impact of something like that? Well, of course, if somebody wants a driveway permit, they want to put a driveway in on their property, and they live up in Talkeetna or some long ways away, currently, you've got to get in your car, you've got to drive into Palmer and get the permit. And obviously, you're going to be spending more time and money and your gasoline and your time away from work or whatever it is than you are on actually purchasing the permit. So by making it available online, you simply sit down at your computer, or if you don't have one, you can go to the local library and do your business with the borough online. So that'll save our citizens significant amounts of time and money for themselves.
That's really cool. It mm-hmm. just reminds me, we just refinanced our house, mm-hmm. and we got copies of all of the documents electronically to review mm-hmm. for the refinance. The mm-hmm. And it was amazing. I remember when we bought the house just in 2006 that, you had to go in and read the stack of paperwork. We're still going to have to go in and sign in person, but we have reviewed all the documents already electronically.
Exactly. So the more we can do electronically, the better, especially in a borough of this size.
Yes.
So that we don't have to drive into town, especially for the folks that live further out.
That's great. That's great.
So as a backbone to much of this, I know that we talk about developing systems. People sort of can understand there's a process or a system's developed, and you've talked a bit about staff that you have to have, the quality staff that are able to make this happen. There's also the other thing that sort of ties it all together, and that's the Internet. And my understanding is you've recently upped your connection to the world. Is that correct, or is it in process?
No, that's one that's already been accomplished. So our connection to the world is a much larger pipe than we had before, and for less money. So because of new technologies and the services that we're offered as consumers of the Internet, we were able to get much faster service at a better price. And we're also looking at, as part of our projects, is to use that same framework to expand our own internal network. We have in the past what were called dedicated lines, and I was just talking with my staff. I guess I'm old enough to remember what a dedicated circuit was, and some of my younger folks never knew that.
Right.
And that was actually a pair of copper wires that run from point to point. Mm-hmm. Well, things aren't done that way on the Internet anymore. So we have some of those point-to-point connections within the borough between the borough headquarters here in Palmer and some of our other locations. So it's time to move to the newer technologies. And with that, again, we will have faster service and at a better price.
Yep. Okay. I remember at the university, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, we moved to IP phones. So we don't pay for a phone system anymore. It goes all over the local network and the Internet.
That's right. And with that, as we're talking about the Internet, one of the other things that's happening at the borough is more and more of our services are going cloud-based. So as opposed to us hosting internally on our own servers, we're using vendors on the outside to host these services, and that's all done on the Internet. What that means then, of course, is it's more widely and readily available not only to the folks within the borough but to the citizens in the community.
So we've asked you a lot of questions and kind of directed the conversation here. Eric, is there anything that you'd like to, in the remaining few minutes we have, say that we have somehow missed?
Well, I would like to talk about the IT staff and kind of the structure of how the borough does business when it comes to IT.
Okay.
First of all, it is very difficult to get quality talent in this area. And I can tell you from a longtime resident of Fairbanks, where I used to teach a lot of this kind of business and help people get their certifications, that as people get certifications and training in the IT world and then start to get some experience, they become very valuable. And they often get hired away. So in an area like ours, sometimes it's very difficult to find the really high-paying salaries for this kind of work. So as people get trained and get experience, they often get lured away to larger cities, Anchorage being some, but a lot of times the lower 48. So we are constantly battling keeping good quality people here. Now, I will say at the borough, we have an excellent team of qualified people, largely because they want to live here. Wow. Tying it back to the website, this is a wonderful place to live. So we have been lucky in having a great quality team. The other thing about our staff and the way that we work, we have a lot of services that we maintain, but we don't necessarily build. The website is actually one of the differences here, that it's been done in-house. But otherwise, we don't build a lot of systems in-house. We're not a programming shop. So what our model is for maintaining IT services for the borough and for the citizenry is to contract that out. And the people that we do have simply take care of those contracts, oversee those contracts, and understand enough to provide customer service desk within the borough. And that's a good model because we get leading-edge kind of technology that we can bring in, And it also spurs local business, and it keeps good IT businesses in the Valley that then in turn can support other businesses.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Eric. That's good.
Very good. Well, we've pretty much come down to the end of the time we've had. We've been here, Mike Malevsky and Lee Hendrickson, with Eric Wyatt from the borough as a relatively new...
CIO is the title.
CIO.
Chief Information Officer.
That's right, yes.
Okay, CIO.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, kind of two titles, CIO and IT director, but yes, synonymous.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, thank you for coming in here today. And what we will do is continue to encourage people to take a look at the borough's website and give encouraging feedback to find ways in which it can be even better.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for coming in, Eric.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.